This is your KBNF Regional Newscast for Friday, June 12th. I'm Audra McCabe. The Beehive Fire in the west end of Montrose County and the Paradox Fire in southern Mesa County were continuing to burn as of yesterday evening. According to the Bureau of Land Management, the Beehive Fire experienced continued growth on Wednesday as dry fuels and strong winds persisted across the incident area. Although winds were lighter than forecasted, the fire still displayed periods of increased activity, with flare-ups and short-range spotting occurring throughout the afternoon. Fire behavior picked up at times as available fuels ignited under shifting wind conditions. As of yesterday at 5 p.m., the fire was at about 320 acres. Crews made meaningful progress improving access to the fire area, completing work to enhance a key road that allows firefighters and equipment to reach the fire more easily. Firefighters were also able to secure edges on both the left and right flanks, while coordinated helicopter support helped at the head of the fire, slowing forward progression. As for the Paradox Trail fire, crews made strong progress securing edges and continued securing the western flank of the fire. Containment had increased to 50% as of 5 p.m. yesterday, per incident command. In education news, the Montrose School Board accepted a significant grant to expand early childhood education. At their June 9th regular meeting, the Montrose County School District Board of Education formally accepted a $6 million Building Excellent Schools Today grant, also known as a BEST grant, from the Colorado Department of Education, allowing the district to move forward with plans to renovate the Montrose Fieldhouse property at 25 Colorado Avenue into a new early childhood facility. A press release states that, combined with a district match of $6 million, the project represents a total investment of approximately $12.6 million in early childhood education and facilities. The new facility will provide dedicated learning spaces and expanded access to services and resources for preschool-aged children and their families. On June 27th, the Uncompahgre Watershed Partnership will host this year's Ridgeway River Fest. The event is a day-long celebration of the watershed. The San Juan Mountain Runners, a run club that hosts social events and races in the area, is hosting a 5-mile and 10-mile race as part of the festivities. A percentage of the proceeds from the races will benefit the Watershed Partnership. KVNF sat down with SJMR's Scott Gleason and the Uncompahgre Watershed Partnership's Tanya Ishikawa to learn more.
Hey, I'm Scott Gleason. I'm the president of the local San Juan Mountain Runners Running Club. We've been around, I think, since 1976. And our mission is to encourage runners and walkers of all ages and abilities to gather for motivation, competition, and socialization.
Tanya Ishikawa, and I'm the executive director of the Uncompahgre Watershed Partnership. Our mission is to protect and restore the upper Uncompahgre watershed, which mostly we work in Ouray County, but it has impacts all the way downstream. The Uncompahgre, you know, runs into Delta and into the Gunnison River.
Scott told us more about the event.
It's called the Trail Town Races. It's held in Ridgeway, and it's run on some scenic county roads that run through pastureland, ranchland, and have beautiful views of the Sniffles Range and the Cimarrons. That's June 27th, and the proceeds will benefit the Uncompahgre Watershed Partnership.
Tanya also explained the importance of the funds the partnership will receive from the race.
So this kind of fundraising really helps us to do really great education. Important this year because of the drought more than ever. And so we're going to be doing a lot of water conservation messaging this year as well.
This type of collaboration isn't unusual for the San Juan Mountain Runners. The group does races throughout the year that benefit local causes.
All the money that we raise above our running expenses, we distribute to local nonprofits. And that includes our Trail Town 10 race that benefits the Uncompahgre Watershed Partnership. We just finished our Black Canyon Ascent, which benefits the Black Canyon of the Gunnison National Park. And we'll have a turkey trot later in the year. And we distribute proceeds from that to a handful of other local nonprofits.
You can find more information about San Juan Mountain Runners, the Trail Town races, and you can register at sanjuanmountainrunners.com. Montrose Pride held its third annual festival on Saturday. The afternoon featured vendors from a variety of businesses and nonprofits, live music and entertainment, and an atmosphere of celebration and acceptance. But the festival was held just weeks after the Montrose City Council declined to issue a Pride Month proclamation for this June. June has been nationally recognized as Pride Month since 1999, when President Bill Clinton issued a presidential proclamation declaring it Gay and Lesbian Pride Month to commemorate the 1969 Stonewall riots in New York City. Montrose hosted its first Pride Festival in 2024, and City Council read the proclamation that year and again in 2025. Here's one of the organizers from the Montrose Pavilion stage on Saturday.
You guys, this has been a hard year for us because of what happened at the city. They would not read the proclamation, but hey, screw them. We're still here. Thank you. And let's have a hell of a time.
KVNF also caught up with Montrose Pride Executive Director Evelyn Greenman Baird.
This being our third year, it just means so much that now we've achieved continuity in this event. It's an established event. We're going to keep having it every year. It keeps getting better. We get more people showing up, more diversity in vendors and performances, like Hand Turkey from Denver today. This is the first year that we're having our after party, so it just keeps getting bigger. We're bringing in more people, and the celebration's only getting stronger. And it's so cool to see people in my hometown come out and celebrate Pride today.
You made a public comment at the City Council meeting, and you invited the city councilors to come to Pride, and you said, come and see what you're afraid of. If they showed up today, what do you think they would see?
I think that they would see a lot of people being their authentic selves, feeling safe, feeling comfortable to express themselves how they like, around a community that they know inherently will support them. I think they'll see a lot of happiness, a lot of joy, a lot of great music, and really cool supportive people.
KVNF asked attendees why it's important for Montrose to celebrate Pride. Here's what some of them had to say.
So I moved here from New York City, and Pride in New York City is huge, it's gigantic, but I feel like it almost means more here in Montrose because sometimes when you walk around, you don't see a lot of other gay people, or you don't see a lot of other people that you think are gay. And it's, you know, really nice to all be together in a place where everyone is gay or supportive of gay people and feel like you still have community even when you're in a small little country town.
We are being told we're not good enough to exist, and it's seeping down into our schools, into our children, to the ittiest, bittiest ones, and we've got to keep pride, keep knowing that we are valuable, and we do deserve everything, gay rights or human rights.
This is the Grand Junction American Evangelical Lutheran Church. It's the one time American and Evangelical make it more pro-gay, so we are here to represent that Christianity is not exclusively hostile to all sorts of people, and we want to celebrate God's liberating love for all people everywhere, regardless of identity.
We also ran into Chad Jukes, a veteran who made a moving public comment in front of City Council about the importance of being an ally to the LGBTQ community. We asked why he was moved to speak out.
It's important to speak out. Make them aware of the amount of support, because, you know, those folks, they live in an echo chamber. They exist in an echo chamber where they truly believe that their radical stance is representative of the vast majority of the city of Montrose, and they are dead wrong. Look around today. Plenty of folks out here supporting Montrose Pride.
We also asked attendees what Pride means to them.
Pride means having pride in yourself and your community, and that means stepping up and standing up for people regardless of their beliefs or background or affiliations, because they are your friends and family and neighbor.
I was here last year before I'd come out. And so Pride's kind of a celebration to me of coming out.
It means being able to be who you are and feel safe doing that and be supported and have a community that gets it, gets every part of it.
That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Audrey McCabe.